Hello, everybody, and welcome to Wallace Hartley Presents the podcast with your host. I'm Glenn.
And I'm Harge.
Just Harge. Don't ever forget it. Hey, I'm excited to be here this week. We finally got some kind of borderline summer weather, a little bit.
We did, and you might hear kids screaming in the background.
And that's because you keep children and torture them?
I don't torture them. I'm just selling them on Wayfair.
Okay.
Yeah.
But either way, yeah. Oh, we're going to get
crucified. I'm finding them good homes.
Yeah. We're going to get crucified for that. Yeah. Like I said, good weather. It's been nice. Not too hot. But today's a little muggy, and driving over here, holy cow, people are crazy.
Yeah,
I get it. You know what? I got to say this. I am grateful that Canada has very strict gun laws in place. Not because when I'm driving that I fear for my own safety.
No, because it'd be like a Mad Max Fury Road situation.
Yeah, if I had a chunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd just be like, oh, see you? Yeah. Sorry. Boom.
Especially with all our outward politeness and repressed rage.
I don't have any outward politeness or...
You do have... I mean, your repressed rage is hardly repressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because my daughter pointed it out on the way over here. She was like, Daddy, don't challenge people. Because this guy went through a stop sign.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a four-way stop. Yeah. It was like two stop signs. I had the right of way. And he gave me the stink eye, you know. And that's after that, as I'm driving, I thought, oh, my God, she's right. Yeah. Then what also got me thinking was, if I had a gun, I would have shot him just for looking at me.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, good thing. Canada, strict gun laws, keep those puppies in place.
Yeah, protecting us from ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we are not responsible, and we are not emotionally sober.
No. And well, as you well know, I have always needed adult supervision.
Yes.
Which I'm quite surprised that we were allowed, both of us together, to to do this podcast.
Well, our wives are in the other room.
Yeah.
They're supervising. They're ready to throw a switch on the breaker at any time if they think that this is not working out.
You know what? I don't think they're doing a very good job.
No, they're not.
But yeah, it's like when the weather's a little bit crazy, muggy. End of the day, it's like rush hour and people are getting cranky, and COVID is still a thing. Oh. Believe it or not.
Are we going to do it? COVID update.
Yeah. COVID update.
Apparently it's still a thing.
It is. And here, you know, we're in the middle of summer. They've relaxed. We're in phase three here in British Columbia and Vancouver, BC, Canada. Not to be confused with Vancouver, Washington.
And just to clarify, phase three means that you can do beer bongs with anonymous individuals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have unprotected sex in your car.
Yes. With any gender.
Yeah.
Yes.
Animals included.
Yes, animals included.
No, it doesn't mean any of those things. Mm. What it means is they relaxed it so that you can travel within British Columbia. Uh-huh. And but everybody is still, the mask thing is a big thing, right?
You know what? I wore a mask.
Well, good.
I wore a mask the other day. You know what? It's tough.
It is.
It's tough to wear a mask because I walk around on the street and no one's wearing the mask. So it's kind of embarrassing. Then I realize you don't really need to wear the mask outside when there's already 50 feet.
No, I just put it on. Like, this is one that I got, one of these.
Ooh.
Right? Nice little camo mask. Cloth, but these are cloth, right? Mm-hmm. So you can wash them, and you should have a couple so that you always have a clean one. But yeah, if I'm going, even if I'm going to pick up a food order that I've phoned in, I'll still put it on, right? Because the people in the restaurant are wearing them, and that's for my safety.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? But I notice that when I do go stand in line, it's people looking at you like, please. Yeah.
Well,
really?
I wore it because there was a couple of medical appointments. One, I was dropping something off for my wife, and the instructions were to wear a mask.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, I felt okay doing it. Mind you, when I walked into the lab, no one was wearing a fucking mask. I was the only fucking person. The second time, it was at the hospital today. I had to get the fucking guns checked out.
That's what you went for?
Yes.
To measure your biceps?
No, no.
Okay.
No, I had to go to the psych ward, but... re-up those meds.
Did you say hi to everybody for me?
I did say hi to everyone for you, but...
I think they're still expecting me back.
Yeah, and the same thing at the hospital. It's a mixed bag. Some people were wearing masks and some people weren't.
Well, I know with the community health center that we belong to, they're still doing phone stuff. So you've got to have a phone conversation with your doctor first. Mm-hmm. If they feel the seriousness of it merits an actual in-person visit, there's nobody in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one person at reception comes out and kind of, and they're wearing a full gown and a mask and the whole nine yards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then same with your doctor when you go see them. So they haven't changed their COVID protocol since, you know, like pretty much phase one, right? Mm-hmm. So
our doctor's appointments have been all online, and our doctor looks happy as shit. Like, I can see his fucking golf bag in the back. Like, you're always catching him in between rounds or some shit.
Driving his SUV.
It's like, oh, it's good to hear from you again. He's like, I need this fucking $80 or whatever they get for the 5 minutes they talk to you.
In their BMW SUV driving down the highway.
He's like, oh, you need to re-up your Valtrex prescription? Sure.
So, my notes say, Harge, that you're phoning about your handicap.
Yes.
I mean, your back.
Yes.
Swing. Not your back swing. No. I know. It's crazy. So, but I'm telling you, COVID-19...
It's still a thing, apparently.
Yeah, it's still a thing, and people are still crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just read an article today, and this happened very recently in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
The city of brotherly love. Mm-hmm. I've been to Philadelphia. I didn't see a lot of that.
No?
No.
No?
Best cheesesteak I've ever had, though. Anyway, so
maybe only the brothers love each other. Like brother.
That could be.
Yeah.
That's
how you say that, right?
The
brothers.
Yeah, white people are crazy there.
Yeah.
So, just Americans in general and the gun thing. So, it's an outdoor seating at a restaurant, at a popular restaurant. And a guy who was on a bicycle happened to stop and go, hey, none of you people are wearing masks or social distancing.
Yeah.
And this big, fat, bald guy just stood up and started confronting him.
We refer to be called metabolically challenged.
Yes, okay. And follically challenged. Okay, yes. You're right.
Okay, yeah.
He stood up, and next thing you know, he pulls out a gun.
Yeah.
And then this lady ran over who was actually seated outside and went, whoa, what are you doing? That's crazy. And they interviewed her after, and she said, in the interview, she said, like, I know for a fact, I was there, and I was guilty as well of not social distancing or wearing a mask. However, looking at that guy, I know, because other people had said things prior to that, and he didn't go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because the guy on the bicycle was a black guy. And then the guy on the bicycle, to defend himself, reached and grabbed his bike lock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? But against...
This reminds me of a... was this a... Celebrity Jeopardy skit? It's like people that annoy you, and the word was N blank G G E R S, and the man who was about to win the Celebrity Jeopardy didn't want to say it, and the long and the short of it is the correct word was naggers.
Yes,
I think that in this situation, maybe this metabolically challenged man felt like he was being nagged.
Yeah, could be, but crazy. Who does that? You know, I know. I just finished saying.
No,
that I would shoot somebody if they looked at me the wrong way.
But if somebody walks up to you like that in a social setting and they start finger wagging and oh, wear your fucking mask.
Yeah,
I mean, that's kind of annoying.
No, I know it's annoying, but
Ned Flanders. Although Ned Flanders would be more polite about it.
Yeah. It's annoying, but come on, shoot somebody over it? What, are you kidding me?
It's like a kiss on the cheek. I mean, the guns are there all over the place. I mean, what are you going to do with them?
Americans are crazy. But I tell you who's found the solution, apparently, to all our COVID-19 problems.
Really?
Two.
The Russians.
No. Equally as as preposterous, I suppose.
I don't want to hear any of your anti-Russian hate here.
Okay. No anti-Russian stuff. So the two people have figured it out, apparently, because these are your go-to guys in COVID-19 times, Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a dream team right there.
Yeah, isn't it? Anyways, they are advocating cannibalism as the key to
Okay, I want to hear COVID. This.
Yeah, maybe you don't.
No, I want to hear this.
So it was kind of a headline, but...
Now, just to let you guys know, these are two very esteemed gentlemen. I think Rush Limbaugh recently received the Iron Cross from Donald Trump.
Yeah, he did.
From the Kaiser.
I know. And he survived cancer.
Ooh.
Of all the people to survive cancer. Anyways, so they're two of Trump's most ardent supporters, and they're making claims, strange claims, of the merits of eating human flesh. Alex Jones was a pioneer in the field.
Well, there is an entire faith built on eating flesh.
So, well,
Catholicism.
Yeah, that's true.
Some priests take that a little too far.
And as a recovering Catholic, totally understand.
I don't hold
that.
It against you.
Thank you. Alex Jones was the first guy to come out with it.
Okay. And
he's just nuts. I'll admit it, Jones said on May 1st. I will eat my neighbors. I won't have to for a few years because I got food and stuff right now, but I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going, I'm ready to hang them up and get them and skin them. Mm-hmm. My daughters aren't starving to death. I will eat my neighbors.
Uh-huh. So that's a very Hobbesian view. He thinks that if society falls apart, it's going to be all men in war against all men for all time, and you need to protect your own. And
yes,
that might mean eating your neighbor.
Now, Rush Limbaugh, on the other hand, he's a little more. He's an older guy.
Yeah, he's a recipient of the Iron Cross. So he needs to carry himself with a certain amount of decorum.
And he likes to sound not as completely crazy as people like Alex Jones.
Yeah, he is on AM radio.
So he does take a little time to explain it better. Uh-huh. COVID-19 is too convenient an excuse for a generation of people to just punt. We don't do this. We are Americans.
Mm-hmm.
In the Spanish flu, 1917, 1918, 1919, much death. This is a direct quote from... Do you know that there was not one mention of it by the president of the United States at the time, Woodrow Wilson? Never talked about
because
it.
Because the fucking telegraph was down.
There was no national policy to deal with it. There was no shutdown. There was just, this is the part I love. There was just, hey, go outside, get some fresh air, stand in the sun as long as you can, get some vitamin D, feel better. It had numerous waves to it and coincided with World War I, which is what Woodrow Wilson's concern was. Soldiers going off to war arguably spread one of the waves, but there was no woe is us. It was just the next in a long line of things that happened to people, and they dealt with it.
Because they're like, gritty.
They dealt with it like the Donner Party.
Now, who was the Donner Party?
The Donner Party was a bunch of... inbred hillbilly pioneers, land stealers, who were heading, it was at a time when it was like, hey, free land out west, if you can survive long enough. And they got to the mountains, and they also, how stupid do you have to be? Let's head west on a wagon train in the wintertime, because it'll be fine. Essentially, the area they ended up in was like near Lake Tahoe, which is just snow.
Yes.
Year round. And
Canada-like.
Yeah. And so they were starving to death, and they ate a couple of people in their party.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But I also found out that that's all we ever heard about was the Donner Party.
Well, that's why I had two kids.
Yeah.
Just in case. Yes.
So
we keep one a little healthier than the other,
but a little fatter. Yeah, sure. But apparently, I did a little reading on that, and nobody ever asked First Nations in the area about their history with, because it's like, oh, the Donner Party, they were in the middle of nowhere and they had no food and they didn't know what to do, and so they ate one another. Really yeah. fucking stupid white people, right? Yeah. The Washoe Indians, apparently, mm-hmm. In that area,
mm-hmm.
So the, yeah, Washoe First Nations,
yeah.
Said they had tried, we remember, and the story we mm-hmm. know is that we tried to help them.
Mm-hmm.
So we left food yeah. for them.
Yeah.
And they didn't want anything to do with it, or they were too stupid yeah. to see it. And then we actually even went so far as to bring, like, we killed a deer and we were bringing it to them, and mm-hmm. they shot at us. So at that point, we just went, yeah, you're on your own.
Yeah.
I hope you die.
I think that maybe this cuts to the heart of all conspiracies. Like, that was Masonic times there, and we're getting to the heart of it. Is they want to fucking eat each other.
Oh, yeah.
Alex Jones wants to eat a person, and so does Rush Limbaugh.
I'm pretty sure.
This isn't a fucking pedophile conspiracy. It's a fucking pedophile cannibal conspiracy.
Yep. So, yeah, Rush goes on to say, mm-hmm. you heard of the Donner Party. Maybe some of you haven't. The Donner Party, the
that's
bunch...
One second, though.
Yeah.
That's far too close to Dahmer Party for comfort.
Yeah, I know. There was a lot of jokes like yeah. that. I think, Robin Williams was the first.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with Jeffrey Dahmer, but his was Donner, Party yeah. of Five. Yeah. Your table's ready. Ba-doom, ba. Anyways, this is how Rush describes a Donner Party. Okay. A bunch of travelers trying to get to California over the Sierra Nevada mountain range. They made the mistake of trying to make the trip in the middle of winter. We're talking the Lake Tahoe region. They get to the peak. It was so bad that they had to turn to cannibalism to survive. That's what's noteworthy about the Donner Party. If you read the diaries written by the leaders of the Donner Party, the only reference to how cold it was one sentence. It was a particularly tough winter. It's just what it was. They didn't complain about it because there was nothing they could do. They had to adapt. This is what's missing. There seems to be no concept of adaptation. There seems to be no understanding in the millennial generation that we could adapt to this and that we're going to have to, because there's nothing.
What killing yourself is not fucking adaptation.
I know. It gets better. Because there's nothing stopping it right now. We don't have a vaccine. We don't have therapeutics. We can't shut down bars and restaurants.
Wait, I thought we have a hydroxychloroquine.
Well, and we have that, yeah. He says we can't shut down bars and restaurants every 2 months for a couple of weeks or for the next 3 years. We can't do the cycle that we're doing. This cycle that we're doing is not stopping anything.
Mm.
Well, it's not stopping anything because your leader's a moron. And so he says it's not saving anybody, it's not preventing the spread, it's just a knee-jerk reaction to a bunch of shock, scary numbers in the media. So the thing about the whole message from both Alex and Rush is we got to toughen up.
You got to get tough. One thing.
Donner Party? They were like, we got nothing to eat? Well, hey, we're going to eat you.
You know what? It's very unique that I've heard a similar story. Mm-hmm. In the Canadian context.
And
I guess it would be the British context. The Franklin expedition?
Yes.
To the North Pole? There's Inuit accounts of they were trying to help them or sort of teach the members of the expedition, well, this is how you survive in this environment. But for whatever reason, that help didn't make it. It wasn't accepted. And I wonder why that is. I mean, you would think that the people that live there, I mean, it seems commonsensical now, but sometimes ideas don't seem commonsensical at their face. That, like, if people live here, they know how to live here, so maybe I should learn something from them.
Yes, you would think.
No. I can learn nothing from a savage.
No, you can't. Oh, so, next in line.
So, Rush Limbaugh... Alex Jones.
Cannibalism. That's the answer to COVID-19.
Yeah.
Toughen up. If things get crazy and we're in lockdown for too long and there's not enough food, eat your neighbor. Eat your kids, eat your wife.
And they're insane because it's the people that listen to them. It's the people that buy prostate exams or whatever the fuck is advertised on their shows
yeah.
that are dying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I read recently that perhaps that's why the stock market doesn't really care about the deaths, because the people that are dying aren't really adding too much to the GDP.
they're not contributing.
No, they're actually saving money by dying.
Well, there is, you know, there is something, there's a lot to be said, actually, for, you know, natural selection.
Yes, it's a brutal calculus.
It is. And so, you know, a lot of times, these, you know, pandemics come along, viruses, and that's what they do.
Yeah.
It's like, here's the thing, it's pretty serious, you could die from it, mm-hmm. but you're pretty smart, so you'll figure out how not to, except for the stupid people, in which case they deserve to die, and then, you know, you'll have less people to feed.
But you know that natural selection, as experienced, kind of sucks? Like, mm-hmm. it really sucks. Like, if, I mean, it'd be fun if you want to live till you're 30 at the max. And
yeah, very true.
And get stabbed or shot or whatever because you're weaker than the other man. I mean, I thought the purpose of our civil society is to sort of combat the forces of natural selection.
What are you, some sort of communist?
No, fuck off.
Jesus
fuck
Christ.
Off, fuck off. What am I talking about?
Oh, so...
But there is one way to ensure that you are fitter for survival than the man next to you. Strapped up.
Yeah.
You got to get strapped up.
I was going to say read.
You can either get strapped up like this, or you can buy a gun.
So you'll have to excuse Harge. The whole COVID-19 lockdown thing has turned his whole garage into a gym.
So I haven't left my house, man. Like, I'm just sitting here. I'm just fucking lifting milk jugs, just getting fucking swole, just drinking milk and lifting milk jugs. That's all I do.
Yeah, well, there you go. Mm-hmm.
But a gun.
I know.
Can ensure your survival.
Well, yeah.
Especially when there's a rampaging horde outside your house.
Well, here's the thing. With all this going on with COVID, mm-hmm. and then coupled with the Black Lives Matter movement, I think it's been crazy everywhere.
Is that still going on?
It's still going on.
I haven't seen it in the news.
But, it's because you don't leave your house.
I
watch a lot of stuff.
I watch Tucker Carlson, and I haven't heard anything about it.
I can't understand why.
I watch Tucker for the UFO stories. Okay?
Yeah, that's what you watch. You watch, like, ancient aliens and shit.
I don't watch ancient aliens. I'm watching Unidentified right now, okay?
Oh, okay.
Get your alien shit straight.
So, in a gated community in St. Louis, Missouri, or St. Louis, I'm not sure how you pronounce it.
A bastion of income redistribution.
Oh, well, apparently down there, it is really like... So picture Vancouver and an area like Shaughnessy.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have like one or two streets which are all Shaughnessy and then East Van in the middle of it. But in St. Louis, you do, right? According to the stuff I've been reading. And so in this gated community... there lived,
I think they're still there.
Yeah, they still live. The McCluskeys.
Yeah.
And they are, personal injury lawyers.
Oh.
Ambulance chasers.
A personal injury lawyer.
Yeah, they're like...
That's like my favorite type of individual.
Yeah, they're like on TV, you know what I mean?
Oh, they have...
Have you been injured in a traffic accident?
Yeah.
Or by something you ate, or by somebody who fucking looked at you the wrong way? Well, we can make you money.
I bet you that show, Better Call Saul, was put out by a fucking personal injury lobby. It's a great show.
It is.
It is a great show.
It's an excellent show.
But if you think being a personal injury lawyer is cool because of the show Better Call Saul, you're fucking wrong.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit if you're a personal injury lawyer.
So, absolutely. I mean, most lawyers are...
I mean, you're not... You may be a piece of shit. I don't want to get...
Well, yeah, you probably are if you're an ambulance chaser.
I'll put a probability on it, but a 0.8.
So what was going on was there was a march, mm-hmm. a protest march of activists who went through this gated community where the McCluskeys happen to live.
I think that they referred to them as coloreds, but anyway.
I know, right? And they were actually on their way to the mayor's house, who lives in that area,
mm-hmm.
right? They were on the wrong street, but they were going to the mayor's house mm-hmm. to demand answers.
This seems like a pretty cool town. The mayor lives in this little rich enclave surrounded by a bunch of poor people. This is like a fucking medieval kingdom.
I know, right?
It's awesome.
So anyways, as they were walking by the McCluskey's house, mm-hmm. and you've probably, if you haven't seen it, just Google it, because it's funny as hell.
Yeah.
But the two of them, who are obviously from the pictures, if you look closely at the pictures, been enjoying a few afternoon cocktails.
I think they look scared to me. They look angry, but then usually under that is a lot of fear.
To me, they looked mostly what I looked like when I was drunk. The only woman, I didn't have a gun.
I mean, well, it's COVID. I mean, a lot of people day drinking right now.
Fuck.
So, but I'm saying, but particularly in the woman, I saw fear. There was just that there was, it was in the eye, and it was also in the tension in the jaw and beside the eye.
And she's like, this is the gun, yes. Like this.
Yes.
Get off my lawn. Yeah. Obviously, never been to the range, no training, fuck all, right?
What are you supposed to do, man? People get uppity.
And then her crazy husband has like an AR-15,
yes,
or some shit,
mm-hmm.
and but even he didn't really look like he knew what he was doing. So recently, they searched the mansion where they lived. And they
just reportedly, these guys are difficult to get along with.
They have a history. Yeah. So the police arrived on Friday evening with a search warrant and seized the rifle that Mark McCluskey used during the June 28th incident. The KMOV news channel in St. Louis said McCluskey and his wife Patricia are both personal injury lawyers and have said they were frightened for their lives.
I told you that they were scared.
Of people walking in front of your house. They weren't even on their property.
Okay.
They were just walking down the street.
Okay. Let me just, I mean, remember we talked about how recently I've become more empathic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay.
I'm putting myself in their shoes now. Okay.
Okay.
I live in St. Louis.
Yeah. Okay. You're a white,
I'm super rich. I do lots of injury claims for black people. Maybe some of the black people aren't getting all the money that they think they're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
My city is dying. I mean, St. Louis used to be one of the most booming cities in the Midwest, but they've had a huge capital flight, white flight to the suburbs.
Yep.
I live in the richest neighborhood in town, surrounded by just insane poverty. Nelly lives up the street, the rapper. there's a lot of shooting going on. And I see dark faces charging down my neighborhood. I am thinking, okay, this is it. This is like a French Revolution moment right now. I need to get out there, protect mine and my property.
But now
I can see it. So, and I'm insane.
So this is
and I'm drunk
and probably on Quaaludes.
Yes.
So this is me putting myself in that position. Mm-hmm. If I see people outside my house who I think are scary and coming to get me, I stay inside the house. I lock all the doors. You know, I get up to a high window where I can get a few clear shots off.
Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Fucking wander onto the front lawn in my bare feet, drunk, going, hey, you know, doing a bad impression of Clint Eastwood.
Oh,
get
God.
Off my lawn.
Oh, I think I'm about... I think my mind just blew up because I was going to say, maybe it was like an affront.
Like, what do you mean?
It was an affront to their, like, privilege.
Their white privilege?
No. Just their,
you were just almost their, going there.
No.
Yeah, you did.
It was just something they had never seen before and couldn't conceive of happening.
Wow. So, yeah.
And they, rather than get maybe scared and retreat, they decided to I mean, they're aggressive people. They're lawyers. So, I mean, maybe their fight or flight goes towards fight.
Or maybe just crazy. Big steaming bowl of crazy. Anyways, the demonstrators, as I said before, were... protesting against police violence, marched by their mansion on the way to the home of St. Louis Mayor Lida Cruzan. Videos show the couple, who are white, shouting at black and white protesters to keep off their property over several minutes, while some in the crowd record the scene on their cell phones or shout out that the protesters have no interest in causing the couple harm. So they were doing like, okay, calm down, crazy
so
people.
So is it illegal to hold your gun outside?
You can't point them at people. Like, if you're on your own property,
where are they pointing them at people?
Yeah, the lady was. Patricia was. She was.
Well, Well, it's if you're pointing at everyone, you're not pointing at anyone. You know what I mean?
What are you? What are you, their lawyer?
Actually, I was I reached out to them recently, and Glenn, we got him on retainer.
Anyways, the McCluskeys, a lawyer representing them and the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, did not respond to requests for comment. Soon after the incident, Kimberly Gardner, the city's chief prosecutor, said she was alarmed by the videos and that her office was investigating a possible infringement of people's right to peacefully protest, saying in a statement that intimidation or threat of deadly force will not be tolerated. The couple have said they were within their rights to defend their property.
And I'll tell you right now that I think, in terms of the American psyche, the rights of property are more important than the rights of free assembly. Probably.
Oh, they're just all crazy.
You know, all I gotta say is, like, why can't people just fucking keep, like, what do we say at the end of every show? Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Just keep your head down.
No.
Just keep your head down.
It's America. They can't. Not that Canada.
Dude, there's
much
there's people all over the world that can't fucking keep their head down.
That's true.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we are going to take a short break and hear a word from our newest sponsor.
Who is our newest sponsor?
Yeah, we don't have any sponsors. Who are we fucking
kidding? I've been reaching I said it on our last podcast. This podcast is for sale.
Yes, I know.
I've reached out to CSIS, the FBI, the CIA, the Pakistani ISI. They actually,
interested.
They're interested.
They want to know why you're doing a podcast with me.
Modi is very interested in
yeah,
this podcast.
I'm sure he is.
Yes, he is. Especially after I shat on Jagmeet Singh and Sikh independence movements. He sent me a fucking t-shirt that says Hindus for Trump. Now, I'm not a Hindu.
And it
was a bit of a struggle because I was going to wear it today because that would be the only fucking polite thing to do.
It would. If
someone sends you a shirt, you got to fucking wear it, right? Then my wife, she stopped me from wearing it.
Well, there you go. But yeah, think about it. If you're a legitimate company, would you want anything to do with this podcast?
Well, I don't want to be involved with a company. I don't want money or sponsors. I want power.
Do.
I want power and influence, and I want to be a mouthpiece or a puppet for some sort of security apparatus. So this podcast is still for sale.
Yes, and for the first company or product or whoever the hell you are, individual even for that matter, a personality.
Mm-hmm.
To advertise on our show, we will send you a hat and a t-shirt.
And if you give us enough money, we'll stop.
Yeah.
If that's what you want.
We won't do this podcast anymore for a certain price.
All right, we'll be right back. Strapped up.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you can't hear this, but we're strapped up.
He's packing.
We're packing. This is a Walther, not a PPK, it's a CP99.
Is it?
Pellet gun.
Okay.
But it's a last generation pellet gun, which looks like a real gun.
It does.
So
you would get shot.
Yes. Yes. So
for that,
perhaps a person of my intellect should not be in possession of this gun.
Oh, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure.
But it's good for pistol whipping.
Yeah, that's true.
Shooting small rodents and birds.
Posing for the cover of hip-hop albums.
Yeah, and looking hard as fuck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's on the topic of guns and being strapped up. I know that's what you want to talk about. Because if you want respect in this world, you need guns.
Yeah.
100%.
So it, when you're holding that, you would, you, to me, I'm like, yeah, he looks like a hard guy.
But I,
but
I mean,
if I was...
I don't really need it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hard as fuck.
I know.
It is, but yeah.
See, if I was holding a gun, it, they'd just be like crazy meth head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inbred hillbilly
I think
white.
Yeah, I think you have too many teeth, though.
But. Yeah. Yeah, it could be. So listen, hey, this is important.
Mm-hmm.
I have been saying since probably Trump got into office, I'm sure since 2016, yeah. And of course this is 2020, this is the year.
You've been saying what I've been saying, drain the swamp.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. No, I haven't.
Lock her up.
What I've been saying, what I've been saying is that it's insane in America how these rallies happen and like Black Lives Matter stuff is happening all over the place and really relevant, you know, social issues.
Supposedly it's happening. I haven't seen it on Tucker.
But, you know, anti-protesters, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever they're calling them, show up and they're armed to the teeth.
Uh-huh.
They got like, they're wearing Kevlar. They got AR-15s. They got sidearms. They
Now you're talking about reactionary protests.
Yeah, right.
Like Boogaloo Boys. And...
Yeah, all those guys. And I've always said if a person of color, especially a black guy, showed up, he'd be dead. They'd just shoot him. That would never happen.
We did discuss this before, that a lot of those people that were showing up were ostensibly in support of the protest and anti-police, like the Boogaloo Boys, weren't there to protest the protest. They were part of the protest against the police because they want to fuck cops up.
Yeah,
supposedly.
Yeah, but they just want a race war.
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Nevertheless.
So anyways... I was wrong. Mm-hmm. I was wrong. I'll say it again. If my wife is listening, I was wrong.
So here's Glenn's theory. If black people show up with guns, that shit is getting squashed ASAP.
Well, no, because in not very long ago, mm-hmm. Saturday, 4th of July in yeah. America, the uh-huh. beautiful,
mm-hmm.
Stone Mountain, Georgia. A group of 100% black people named, are you ready for this? I love this name.
I came up with this name.
No, you didn't. The NFAC, which stands for Not Fucking Around Coalition.
This is the sickest name of
Isn't
all
it?
Time.
It's
the Not Fucking Around
best.
Coalition.
It says it all. And they marched through Stone Mountain Park armed and escorted by police.
Mm-hmm.
The founder of the group, who calls himself Grandmaster Jay, spoke with Newsweek over the phone on Sunday.
Okay, wait. They were escorted by the police?
Well, okay, so...
This sounds like a fucking... Grandmaster Jay, this sounds like a fucking psyop. Anyways, go ahead.
Oh, you got to look... Yeah. Like, Google it, and you'll see some of the pictures. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So he said, "We are a black militia. We are not protesters. We are not demonstrators. We don't come to sing. We don't come to chant. That's not what we do. What do they do then?" Well, on Independence Day, Jay said, "Our initial goal was to have a formation of our militia in Stone Mountain to send a message that as long as you're abolishing all these statues across the country, what about this one?" And the statue he's referring to is the nation's biggest Confederate monument near Atlanta. The Confederate monument is a sculpture of the Confederate President Jefferson Davis and Southern generals Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson.
And you said these are carved into a mountain?
Yeah, they're like carved right into the side
like
of the mountain.
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, kind of thing.
Okay. And these aren't, like we talked about before, these aren't monuments that went up during the 60s, slapdash,
no, this,
to sort of
this,
to reconquer black areas or proclaim them white. These are original.
This mountain,
post-Civil War
This
monuments.
Mountain was the, you know, not the birthplace of the Ku Klux Klan, because mm-hmm. they had the KKK during mm-hmm. the war, during yeah. the Civil War, and they were scary as hell,
uh-huh.
but like their costumes weren't uh-huh. very good. You ever mm-hmm. see the old pictures of the first KKK?
I haven't.
And it's like, they, you know, their mom just gave them a pillowcase yeah. and cuts my holes in it,
mm-hmm.
and it looks all fucked yeah. up. But then after the Civil War,
they got like a gay stylist.
Yeah, they got some serious uniforms.
I'm sure there were some gay stylists in the KKK.
Oh, there had to be.
Like Jeffrey Sessions.
Yeah, to come up with those kind of uniforms. Pointy hats for their pointy heads.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that monument was, it was those guys. It was the next iteration of the KKK that were responsible for that monument. Yeah. And it has, through the years, been a gathering place. And they burned crosses there and all kinds of shit.
And so now your woke warriors want to destroy this stone monument.
Oh, these guys are... Yeah, I love these guys. The NFAC met at the 9-story monument made of transparent crystalline material to start their march. The NFAC gathered with about 1,000 members, each one armed with ammunition and a rifle. One protester used a PA system and shouted, "I don't see no white militia. The Boogaloo Boys, the Three Percenters, and all the rest of these scared-ass rednecks.
Where are all these fucking honky crackers at?
We here? Where the fuck you at? We're in your house."
I don't think we can make that accent, but anyways.
No. I'm not even going to try. Jay mentioned that the NFAC is not affiliated with Black Lives Matter. Earlier in the day, the NFAC were seen alongside demonstrators who were headed to a rally for Rayshard Brooks, who was killed by police at a Wendy's. Brooks' sister to the rally. Brooks' sister was escorted to the rally by the NFAC. Requested them as a security escort. Jay commended the police.
This is like a modern Black Panthers.
Well, no, he gets pissed when you talk about the Black Panthers, right? Because he commended the police for showing support for the all-black militia and exercising their constitutional rights on July 4th. But the Stone Mountain Park main thoroughfare is Robert E. Lee Boulevard. The street was named after the Confederate general who led the South in the Civil War. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the park has been closed, but it reopened for the 4th of July. Requests to remove or alter the monument have surfaced again because of the mass protests and rioting. The monument motivated the birth of the Ku Klux Klan and has been a site for white nationalist rallies. A spokesman for Stone Mountain Memorial Association, John Bankhead, confirmed that the Confederate monument is a usual meeting place for the groups. He also said, "It's a public park, a state park. We have these protests on both sides of the issue from time to time. We respect people's First Amendment right. We understand the sensitivities of the issue here at the park, so we respect that." Yeah, you're going to respect 1,000 guys with automatic weapons?
1,000,
hell yes.
1,000 coloreds with guns.
Yeah. Yeah. And allow them to come in as long as it's peaceful, which it has been. And other members chanted Black Lives Matter, Black Power, Hands Up, Don't Shoot.
I smell a conspiracy here. I'll share it with you afterwards. But go
okay.
ahead.
We will not allow the murder of another black person, whether it be white people or black people. I'm not fucking around, says Jay. Lest you think he's just a regular protester speaking in anger, Jay also said, "It was all black. There were no brown people, no white people. Everyone was black. I am not a protester. I am the commanding general of my militia. We were swearing in new members." They're planning another show of force in Phoenix. Organizers of the march say they want change and they will no longer be ignored. One of them said, "We want change that's really going to permanently help us. We don't want little change. We want some real change."
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. So, many members of the NFAC were apparently outraged by being compared to the Black Panthers, who were a Marxist group. Nothing wrong with that. From the 1960s to the early 80s, who open carried and challenged alleged police brutality. Violence often accompanied their demonstrations. They tortured a man who they thought was an informant and even killed an Oakland CA police officer.
Although a lot of that stuff was exacerbated and egged on by the national security apparatus during COINTELPRO.
The Black Panthers have not existed since the 80s, and white people who label every militant black man as Black Panther are being racist as hell. It basically negates the rest of your message about inclusion and diversity. Seriously, it's ignorant.
So what's his... He doesn't want to be compared to a Marxist? Is this a fucking libertarian black militia?
No, you know, these guys are all apparently... they're all ex-military.
Oh, God.
And they are, you know... So the same way...
So it's a black fascist militia.
Well, they're the same as these, you know, a lot of these preppers and alt-right and Boogaloo Boys, they're just like, we're tired of the bullshit.
So
we're coming, we're armed, don't fuck with us.
So they're idiots, but they happen to be black.
Yeah. They're okay. Crazy.
Now.
But I love them. That was the best name in the world.
Yes, that is a fucking great name. But okay, conspiracy time.
Yes.
Conspiracy time. He says that they're not the Black Panthers.
Uh-huh.
And perhaps they're not the Black Panthers. And perhaps there probably are a fucking organic movement of people who self-organized out there.
Yeah.
But I think that functionally, they can be used in the same way as the Black Panthers were used to create fear within white America, within certain voting groups. And perhaps that's why they're not being stopped. The police is showing that this is an okay thing to do. Because if a movement like this increases in strength and scope as we approach the election, that could be used to mobilize the Republican and Trump voter base in a major, major way. And people who are, you know, like the type of people who would walk out of their house with a gun because they see black people.
Absolutely.
In their neighborhood.
Speaking of conspiracies.
Wait, what do you think about the conspiracy? This is how easy it is to come up with a conspiracy.
I don't think there's any conspiracy there.
I'm not saying that there's a conspiracy, but I'm saying that it can be used by certain security apparatus and political parties, a movement like this, to motivate their voter base.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you might let a thing go for a while
in order
for it to gain steam, and then you can use it later on.
Because it's just one more, it always goes back to the same thing, right? It's like driving that wedge, right? Keeping people divided, keeping people fighting against each other, and really... You know, the only people who benefit from that are people in positions of power, the people with money, all that shit, right? Yeah. So, yeah, keep everybody fighting. And you're right.
I'm telling you straight, like a fucking, a black militia, a fucking Mexican militia, a fucking Vietnamese militia, this is not the fucking solution. A white militia, like, that's not the solution to anything, man.
But then, right now... With the state that America is in, like, I don't know if they even have a solution. You know, they just opted out of the WHO.
Yeah, right? I mean, I think more importantly, they opted out of a SALT.
Oh,
arms
nuclear treaty. Non-proliferation treaty.
I think it's like a medium range missiles proliferation treaty, and they said their reason for it is the Russians aren't doing it, so we won't either.
I know. So I don't know if there's any hope for them, but you're absolutely right. Armed militias, that's another thing. The Americans think that it's part of their Second Amendment right, and that wasn't the reason for the Second Amendment.
What was
the right to bear arms? It wasn't in case the government got too powerful and they, like, come on, be honest. Powerful, rich white guys put that as a clause. We want you to be armed too, just in case we get out of line. That was not the reason for the Second Amendment. It was there so that the government, if in a hurry, had to raise a standing army, that boom, they had militias that they could count on. Every household had a gun.
Because we didn't have a large professional...
No, because America was not, you know... It was in its infancy.
They weren't secure against the larger European powers at the time.
But every bonehead, you know, in America who's advocates for gun ownership, handguns and AR-15s and stuff like that... completely twist the Second Amendment around. And because, you know, for the most part, they're idiots, so they don't read their own history.
I hope to have some Americans listening to this show one day. We can't just call them all idiots.
No, I'm not calling them all idiots.
I mean, look at the flag. Look at the flag. There it is.
There it is. It's right like, there.
Don't, in the corner. Don't shit on Daddy. Hey, don't shit on Daddy unless he wants you to shit on his chest.
Anyways, so...
Okay, but if we're less cynical about this...
Yes.
Maybe the Americans, I mean, they built in all their checks and balances, but the founding fathers foresaw an occasion or an extreme occurrence where a demagogue could take power, could fucking stop the wheels of democracy from working, and there would be a last resort. A last resort. The people's rising.
Yeah, that's... No. There's no way in the world...
It's not good. I know it's not
no,
good.
No, because the founding fathers of America were rich white guys. Simple as
whoa,
that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And they
whoa,
you know,
whoa, whoa.
It's like...
I don't think there were any other kind of guys around at that time.
Well, as there was the indigenous population who was here
the who?
First.
The who?
But yeah, so...
Do you think these guys were concerned with fucking Aborigines?
No, they were not. That's my whole point. So, basically everything that they put in that Constitution, it sounds great. Like, if you cherry pick from the United States Constitution, there's a lot of shit where people just go... See, that's how people get sucked in other countries. We were talking about, like, why do refugees come here? Why do people...
This is the best fucking place on earth.
But, no, that's Disneyland.
No, that's the happiest fucking place on earth.
But yeah, they buy into that shit. It's like democracy, freedom, fucking la la la.
It's not shit.
It is.
My dad will punch you in the face if you. He will say this country is good. I mean Canada. Canada is good. He loves the States too.
Does he?
He owns property in the States.
Oh.
Okay, he just had then. To sell. He had to sell property in the States. He was very sad.
Why did he have to sell it?
Because he got an offer on it and...
too good to...
We can't... Not even too good, but good enough. And it doesn't look like we'll be going to the States in the foreseeable future.
True.
So he's got this place sitting idle. He can't go and snowboard it up down there. And who knows? There might not be an election. There might be a civil war. The country might fucking fall. I don't know, right? So you might as well get your fucking money out while
your
you can.
Your father is planning ahead. Smart guy.
He's planning ahead, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, moving right along to the big conspiracy. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because Ghislaine Maxwell, or Ghislaine, or however the hell you say her name.
Lady, I don't know what the fuck her name
is. Yeah, she's
just a fucking, like, just a disgusting
she's
piece
a
of
piece
shit.
Of shit, yeah.
Yeah, she's a piece of shit.
She's in our piece of shit...
Hall of Fame?
Wall of Fame.
Wall of Fame, yeah.
This week.
Like, if you don't believe, like, you know what, it's like that David Icke guy who talks about reptilians ruling the world. Like, he's full of shit. But, like, you put Ghislaine up there, you're like, you know what, I just want to tug at her face just to see.
No.
Just to see. Like, what's fucking under there?
I know. So, she just got arrested. She's been in hiding for years since Jeffrey killed himself. Killed himself.
Okay.
Epstein didn't kill himself. There, I said it. That's the big meme.
I got him, folks. I got him. Don't worry.
So
I'm gonna pull him in soon.
Anyways, so she just got arrested. She was hiding out in New Hampshire, I believe.
Yeah,
for one year.
In a mansion she bought through some LLC shell company or something like that.
Yeah, some shit. And told the
not too expensive, I'm telling you.
No,
from Vancouver. I mean, that's a fucking, that looks like a beautiful piece of real estate, huge property for like $1.5 million.
I know.
Bucks? What a fucking deal.
That would be a Vancouver special.
Is Ghislaine's house for sale? I might sell this one.
Yeah. <It's> like... So anyway, she was hiding out there and they finally came and arrested her. And I think a lot of this, so the FBI has been, because people were wondering when Epstein got arrested, why she wasn't arrested. But the FBI apparently had a file going on her already.
Yeah.
And they needed, obviously, you need some kind of evidence.
And there were lots of theories, like she's at a fucking In-N-Out Burger in California. That was one. That was bullshit. That was bullshit.
That she was wandering around with a blanket on in Paris. And...
Yeah, she's in England or she's in France, because that was the most recent one. People like, she's definitely in France because she can't be extradited from France and she has lots of powerful rich friends, and Jeffrey had a house there and all this shit. But anyway,
and
she's in New Hampshire
for a couple of days. I thought she was working at the Vietnamese sub place around the corner from my work.
I don't think so.
Well, it looked a lot like her. Anyways, so so the deal is she's now been arrested.
I just want to say to the Vietnamese sub lady girl, I don't know who you are, but you're better than Ghislaine Maxwell. I don't know who
absolutely.
You are, but I can say that with probability.
And you're bon me beyond compare.
Yeah.
So
bon me bon appetit.
Oh, there is. Wow. You're on top of shit today. I got to tell you. So they arrested her and they didn't let her post bail. They just went, fuck, you are the biggest flight risk we have ever had.
She's not a flight risk.
She is.
Where can she go?
So many places. She's got just, like $20 million in offshore bank accounts.
It's just optics. They can't let her post bail because then they'll look like pieces of shit.
So my question to you, before I go any further with all this Epstein stuff I've been reading in the past couple of days, because I didn't pay too much attention, but I started watching the Netflix series, right? Which is pretty good. But apparently, according to you as well, doesn't go into near... like even half the shit.
No, it doesn't go into any of Epstein's sort of like ties to security agencies, and it doesn't implicate Ghislaine enough directly in the abuse, which seems to have been the case from all reports.
Right,
that she's a sick fuck. She wasn't just procuring girls for Jeffrey.
No,
she was part of the mind fuckery, and she was part of the
participating
abuse because she got off on it.
Yeah, that's right. So, anyways, like I said, I'm only bringing this up because she got arrested, and they said that she was a flight risk. And my question to you now, conspiracy guy, do you think she is going to end up dead in her jail cell as well? And could they possibly go, oh, I don't know, coincidence, crazy. I thought you fired those two guards. Yeah, didn't you fire them? Yeah. Are they still working here?
The cameras didn't work again?
Jesus, you guys.
We really need to change these bed sheets.
Okay, Monday, my office.
Yeah. If I had to bet.
Yeah. Like, for real, I'm serious.
I would say no.
No? Why?
I don't think so.
I think she'll try and kill herself.
I think... Oh, fuck. I think... Here's the thing about Jeffrey is, like... he may have killed himself, but it's like, why did he kill himself? Did he kill himself out of depression, or he thought there was no way out, or was he told to kill himself and he had to kill himself? Was he killed by someone else? Was he helped along?
Well,
that might be the case with Ghislaine as well, where it's like, we can't let this thing go to trial, because if this goes to trial, there's certain names that might be mentioned in the trial, and those powerful people and their powerful backers don't want those names to appear.
Here's my scenario there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're going to decide her life is going to be in danger if we just put her in lockup like where she is now. And then they're going to take her to, you know, some safe house. And it turns out, what it's going to turn out is she's going to fall out like the 50th floor window of some upscale hotel or apartment building in New York.
Like James Forrestal back in the United States.
and they're going to, we shouldn't have left the window open. Yeah. We didn't know.
Yeah.
She was feeding the pigeons and fell. So that's what I think.
Or there was a mental health check and she went insane and jumped out her window.
And she tried to shoot us.
Now here's the thing.
She grabbed my gun.
I don't think it'll happen. That's just my prediction. But if it did happen, nothing will come of it. It'll be just like Jeffrey's over again. Like, we won't get an answer. There won't be a grand jury looking into it. There won't be a congressional committee that looks into it. And they won't come up with anything. She will have died and it will have been an accident.
Well, this whole thing, when I started to read about it, it has all the ingredients, right? For a fucking Bourne conspiracy film.
It doesn't seem real.
It doesn't seem real. Yeah. So here's bullet points, right?
It's also that is also how it's framed within a sensationalistic news apparatus, right? So just to say, but who knows?
So the bullet points are...
It's more exciting than my life.
The most pervasive conspiracy theory of 2019 is that wealthy sex offender Jeffrey Epstein was murdered despite the official determination that he died by suicide in prison awaiting trial. The popularity of the meme... which the meme is Epstein didn't kill himself. I don't know if you remember Fox News interview with Mike Ritland, who is an ex-Navy SEAL, and he does, his company is combat dogs. He rescues them and repurposes them. But he also trains dogs for other people. And they were interviewing him, and at the end of the interview, he was like, remember, folks, if you're going to buy a dog... you get it from a reputable breeder and somebody who trains them and knows what they're doing. And Epstein didn't kill himself. That's how he ended the interview, right?
I stopped listening after I heard you say I was watching Fox News.
Yeah, I know.
But I heard you. I heard you. Good on you for watching Fox News.
I wasn't watching it. I was watching a clip about Epstein, showed that.
There's no shame. There's no shame.
I don't watch Fox.
There's no shame in this room, Glenn.
I don't have cable,
Glenn, there's no shame in this room, okay? Just love. Just love and light.
So the popularity of the meme shows a growing distrust in the rich and powerful and appeals to numerous American political factions. It's not surprising that the life and death of Epstein spawned such widespread distrust. Of the long list of global elites who are affiliated with Epstein, no one has faced any real consequences after years of allegations. True. The two guards who were supposed to be checking on Epstein the night he died were arrested and charged with falsifying prison records on November 19th.
Patsies.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Oswalds.
A popular response to the news on social media was that the guards were scapegoats, despite any public evidence supporting that theory. Officially, Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide. Hung himself with his own bedsheet. Three separate investigations into what happened are still ongoing. There are complications. Now, it gets into a lot of stuff that, to me, is very similar to 9/11. So 9/11, they talked a lot about, jet engine fuel
can't burn through rebar and
concrete. And all this shit. And here there's...
Which is true.
So here they're saying...
How the third building fall.
The way...
Office equipment fire. Stop. Anyway, it's all true. Okay, anyways.
The way Epstein...
If they can get away with 9/11, what the fuck's a little Ghislaine Maxwell?
Yeah. Well, the way Epstein's hyoid, a U-shaped bone in the front and middle of the neck, broke is more indicative of strangulation than hanging in most cases. A forensic pathologist hired by Epstein's brother suggested this in his own separate investigation. Also, the two guards who were supposed to be watching Epstein were asleep at the time of the suicide.
Well, if I let you choke me, is it still suicide?
Yeah. As the official cause of death has grown more complex, a wave of public suspicion has appeared every day in a new viral form on social media to tout the theory that Epstein was murdered. So, like, there's a bunch of stuff. There's so many people connected to it. Royal family, right? Prince Andrew, who more and more is coming about that every day. I want to see, that's what I want to see unfold.
Yeah.
Because it's the royal... fucking family, man.
More so than Andrew's Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Well, also, that's the other thing. Bill Clinton. So, Epstein had...
Chelsea Clinton went on holiday with Ghislaine. She's at her wedding.
Oh, Jesus, I know.
Yeah.
So, Epstein had a island, his own private island.
Oh, yeah. Epstein Island.
Yeah, in the Caribbean. And,
Which had some weird Masonic temple on it. It was just weird shit.
I know, yeah.
It's weird. Like, this is weird shit.
And so Clinton was there. They've got photographs of him on the island.
Clinton's been on the plane over 100 times. The Lolita Express, which was called.
And Prince Andrew.
No slight on Nabokov's book, Lolita. It's a good book.
It is.
It's a good book. So, I mean, maybe they shouldn't call it the Lolita Express. But anyways.
But so anyways, and then Prince Andrew was seen, like, a number of employees.
There are allegations from one of the victims that Prince Andrew sexually assaulted her.
Oh, yeah. Like three times.
Yes.
Yeah. And they met at Ghislaine Maxwell's townhouse in London. Andrew.
Ghislaine Maxwell's dad was also a...
he died weird circumstances there, right?
And he was reportedly a Mossad agent. He had a state funeral, allegedly.
Well, there's all kinds
from
of shit.
From Israel? After he died.
So the first thing I saw when I was watching the documentary was a photograph of Epstein and Harvey Weinstein.
Ooh.
Right? And they were at some swanky do somewhere. They were always going to parties and shit. But Epstein is wearing a U.S. Navy dress uniform with the Navy SEAL badge, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, what? And they just showed it briefly. I'm like, what the fuck? So I recognized the SEAL emblem, right?
Mm-hmm.
The trident, right? And I was like, what the fuck? So I started Googling that because I'm like, was he a SEAL? Because they never mentioned anything about that.
No, he's not even a college graduate.
No, and he was never in the military. Mm-hmm. But he's wearing like weird shit like that. And then, of course, when I got into that, there was a bunch of like ex-military guys who were going, no, that's fucking bullshit. Yeah. The uniform's all wrong. The medals don't match.
Yeah. That's similar to what Eric Weinstein, that guy who was always on the Joe Rogan podcast, said about Epstein. He said there's something about him that was off. Everything about him seemed constructed. Well, and it seemed like he was a fake person.
Yeah, yeah, very much.
None of his stories lined up. No one ever heard of him trading in New York before. He had one fucking client. Right. It didn't make any sense.
I know. That's what everybody in the financial community said. Yeah, we have no fucking idea. We never seen him on the floor. We never seen him do any work.
He's got one client who lets him manage all his money. The owner of fucking Victoria's Secret.
Yes, and it's
I mean, I wouldn't mind being the owner of Victoria's Secret, but I would be very above board about it.
But
I wouldn't be a sick fuck.
Even so, that guy, the Victoria's Secret guy, said, oh yeah, he was stealing from me for years. There is no way in the world that you made Epstein's amount of money from one client. And nobody else knows of any other clients. To me, I mean, it looks quite obviously... Mm-hmm.
And it's beyond our scope. There's other places where you can go. And you know what? There's actually no one place where you can go to construct a coherent story of the Epstein saga. Because it's beyond that. And I think that's the thing. This what makes it the perfect conspiracy. And that's what also makes it something that you're never going to get to the bottom of. And if Ghislaine dies, it's going to be the exact same story. You're never going to get to the bottom of it.
But, okay, so...
Like I was joking before about, oh, is Black Lives Matter still going on? Is COVID still going on? The news cycle moves so fast that we'll forget. We will fucking forget. Because 1,000 shiny things will be put up in front of us over and over and over again.
So here's the thing. You know, Epstein, Ghislaine, both. Mm-hmm. A couple pieces of shit.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care that he's dead. Good that he's dead.
Yeah.
The reason I say that is because, you know, in our kind of work, and especially me mostly dealing with youth, I hear horror stories on a regular basis about, you know, the kind of abuse that young women go through and having been trafficked and sexually exploited and all that shit. And then you hear about a fucking guy like this, right, who... just is untouchable and has ruined lives. Like, just destroyed these girls' lives. They're never going to be the same. And they're going to carry that trauma till the day they die. So, you know, but the one thing that really gets me about the whole Epstein thing, you know, we'll see how the Ghislaine Maxwell thing plays out, was the fact that if he did commit suicide, that would suck. Because then it's like, Jeffrey wins. Do you know what I mean? Nobody gets justice. The victims don't get justice. Nobody gets it. Like, what if the paper said...
Now, I think this is the type of crime, like you said, because it leaves such a lingering effect.
Yeah.
Such a serious effect, not just on the individual who suffers the abuse, but the people around it as well, that there really is no justice for this crime. Like seeing Jeffrey get lit up it's like a crumb.
Well, so, you know, the thing is now, if...
Although there is some justice in finding out who else could be implicated in all of this. Because that's one thing we know, is it's not just Jeffrey.
Oh, no, it's not. Because when you got guys like Clinton, you got Prince Andrew, you've got... God, there was a bunch of names. All these people who have...
Chris Tucker.
been to that island... And
not just been to the island, but been on the plane and been hanging around with Jeffrey.
So there's no, and if you're hanging around a guy like that, there's no way in the world that you cannot know what's going on.
And there's an interview with Donald Trump where Donald Trump talks about Jeffrey Epstein. This is prior to being the president of the United States and the white hat who's unseating the deep state. Donnie boy. Talks about Jeffrey Epstein and his proclivity for girls. Jeffrey likes young girls. Really, really young girls. Like, he fucking knew. Everyone fucking knew.
So, when that kind of thing goes on, again, it goes back to... So, it's a really you know, for me, it's a good argument when you're talking about all the stuff that's happening in the world. And I'll probably be fucking crucified for mm-hmm. saying this, but, you know, because right now everything is about race.
Yeah.
But scratch the surface on any of these issues, and it's about fucking class.
Class, right? Power, money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the power structures that exist are quite evident in this case.
Yeah.
So, like, the first time this guy got busted, he struck a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everybody was blown away. The Florida Police Department,
mm-hmm.
where was that? In Florida?
I don't know, South Beach or something like that.
Some shit.
Yeah.
Anyways,
just north of Miami.
That police department were like, we had no fucking idea.
Yeah.
We put in all this time of work. The FBI took over the file.
Yeah.
And then, boom, next thing we know, this guy has cut this sweetheart of a deal. And he's doing no time. He's doing house arrest.
Yeah.
But he gets to leave every fucking day.
Yeah.
Right?
And later on, when they're trying to do the prosecution, the DA, who later became an official in the Trump government, was told he belongs to intelligence. Allegedly, this is the quote circulating around there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of fucked up.
So, you know,
and by that they mean the CIA.
All these things point to him. Like, to me, it's just, I mean, it's just a blackmail scheme, right?
Yeah, he could.
It's got to be.
He could have been a honeypot. Like, he's just running a honeypot scheme.
Yeah, because, but also, where's he getting all his money from? It's got to be from blackmailing people that, hey, you know, don't piss me off because I got these pictures. You remember that girl I introduced you to?
Yeah.
Well, here's some photos and video.
And, or he gets paid by some national security apparatus to maintain this database.
So here's something that I don't understand, and you brought it up, and maybe you can and give me a little insight or clarity here.
I probably can't, but I'll try. I don't think there's any insight or clarity in this area.
No, but the Mossad thing.
Yeah.
What is, I don't understand. What's the connection there?
Mossad?
Yeah.
This is all secondhand, just stuff that I read, but Robert Maxwell got a state funeral from Israel after he died. He was in the UK. He was a newspaper magnate. He was also embroiled in the scandal where he defrauded his company's pension program. He died on his boat, which I think was called the Lady Geislaine, and he allegedly fell off it, and Geislaine was there. But there's quotes of Israeli individuals saying that Robert Maxwell did more for their country than people will ever know. So people say he worked for pretty much the Israeli CIA, which is called
Mossad. Right? So, but did Epstein? Do you think his contact with them was through Ghislaine Maxwell? Or did he previously have? Was he previously an American intelligence asset?
I don't know. Maybe maybe he's not an intelligence asset. Maybe he was just a fucking he reminds me of a pimp. I've known some pimps.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's pretty much what he is. He's running a more high-end pimp game where it's like you break the mind of the girl you're with.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Oh, absolutely, right? Without a doubt. Yeah. But there's,
I think that maybe he was doing that. He got some traction. He's doing it at a more upper crust level, and then whoever's around that is privy to these types of things sees an opportunity in the security apparatus. We're like, well, this guy's doing this. You know what? He's wired up for video. Why don't we just make this offer? Hey, you have a video of fucking Bill Gates getting his dick sucked by a 15-year-old girl. We have that video on file, and it's worth something to us, just in case.
So I'm
not saying that Bill Gates ever got his dick sucked by a 15-year-old, but these are just hypothetical.
I'm just going to finish with this.
Bill Gates doesn't have a dick, so I mean.
So if no, Hillary, he does.
It's but Hillary does. Hillary does.
She keeps it in her purse.
That's Clinton, not Bill Gates.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry. Anyways, let me finish with this then, because if you're saying that you know, he's not much better than a street level pimp, who's just really good at
what he's just a pimp done good.
Yeah, and got the connection.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is that had situation and circumstances been different, this is could have been the way we talk about Charlie Manson.
Yeah, probably. Probably. I mean, Charlie Manson had a bottom bitch, too. He had a Ghislaine.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. wow, that's just crazy.
Except, I mean, to the best of our knowledge, Epstein didn't kill anyone. Although,
the
argument could be made that he's done worse.
Yeah, I'm sure he killed somebody.
Yeah.
Not directly, because I don't think he had the balls to do that. But yeah, I'm sure he's had people whacked.
No.
Definitely.
He's a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, him and... Just so, anyways...
weirdo. Like, he thought he was some sort of superior being who was going to fucking... Like, that his DNA should persist, so he's going to impregnate fucking thousands of women in Arizona and... Because his fucking genes are going to bestow some radiance on the human race. Like, what the fuck? Like, you're fucking absolutely insane. And that's why I actually don't... Maybe that none of that stuff is true. Maybe it's all just... It's just marketing and hype put around him to surround him, to make him look weird and to distract us from what he actually was.
Anyways, what I hope happens... I hope that Ghislaine Maxwell does not kill herself or get killed. I just hope she's in a really, 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 really horrible version of Orange is the New Black for the rest of her fucking life.
Well, it must be, because, I mean, like a good time in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just hope she...
I hope the black women that she's hanging out with are less sassy.
Yeah, I think she and just... entertaining. I just want her to get passed around for the rest of her life.
But, I mean, do you?
Oh, yeah.
That's what she wants.
No, I don't think she does.
She wants to be in control.
Yeah, and she just likes to be in charge.
Yeah.
Anyways, boy, we run out of time again. I always have other stuff I want to talk about, but we didn't get around to it. Yeah. We will next time. And what we're going to talk about that I missed this time is, I don't know if you've tried this before, but try it. Uh-huh. Try it after listening to this. Just Google Florida Man.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Like Florida Man fucks an alligator.
Yeah. And it's amazing. Yeah. Florida is one fucked up state.
Yeah. The other thing I do want to talk about is the our recent spike in opioid deaths.
Yes.
In British Columbia. And the call for more safe supply. It's interesting to me.
It's interesting.
It's interesting.
Okay, I'm not even going to go there because we'll
run out of time. We'll talk about that next week. It's next interesting.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. If you want to see more, hear more, Harge has probably got tickets to the gun show, and you can catch us on Podbean. You can catch us on Spotify. And if you want to see what we look like, our smiling, intelligent, kind of non-sloping forward frontal lobe foreheads. I don't even know what I'm saying now. If you want to see what we look like, you can catch the show on YouTube as well.
And I hope none of you are disappointed. I am a colored.
No, you're not.
I'm really? Not?
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. I don't see color. I forgot.
Right. Yeah. I'm colorblind.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, folks. Please, if you're watching YouTube, hit the subscribe button. Mm-hmm. Leave some comments down below. Mm-hmm. If you're listening on Spotify, follow us. If you are listening on Podbean, you can leave comments there and follow us also.
You can also check out our store on Wayfair. We're selling large cabinets for $17,000 to $25,000. Speaking of which, I hear a racket downstairs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And you have a lot of writing as well on Yelp.
Yes, so. I do have a lot of writing.
All right, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us, folks. You guys are awesome. We'll be here next week. In your home, in your ears, hanging out with you.
In your prostate.
Yeah, we love you guys. And remember, folks, don't be a dick.